Russia, is communism or nationalism more dangerous to the church? What does it take to strengthen your faith? And every 8 seconds, something life-changing is happening. The details next on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. War, money problems, and international pressure have led to a rise in nationalism, a kind of circling the wagons in Russia. The trouble is, it's wreaking havoc on the church in the region. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
As Russia begins to move forward, your Ukrainian Orthodoxy, your Ukrainian Baptist, and even other Muslim groups are seen as counter to the good of Russian progress and the Russian people.
Mock says nationalism is insidious because it's dividing a once united church. But here's the good news.
I am watching Russian Baptists, Belarusian Baptists, and Ukrainian Baptist churches praying for each other, supporting each other, provide for its humanitarian aid needs in eastern Ukraine.
Ukrainian pastors have lost almost all of their income, and SGA could use some help.
We support over 50 of them in these churches, trying to make sure they can put food on the table, and we care for the shepherds who are shepherding those who are still in these war-torn regions.
Links and more details at our website. Next, help has come to the helpless. Refugees in Burma are the focus. A broken ceasefire has brought strife and violence on civilians, but Partners Relief and Development has come to the rescue. Working with local organizations, they're training refugees to serve others around them. Already 150 volunteers have been trained and 8,000 have received support. They live by the Bible verse, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Visit our website for the whole story. This is Mission Network News. How many times have you found this to be true?
People don't necessarily right away want to hear about your beliefs, but they'll listen to your story.
Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says that's partly why their radio programs are doing so well in China. Last spring, RHM put their A Word With You program into the Chinese Mandarin, the world's most spoken language.
Well, what engages people is a story they can relate to. If we package the gospel and the good news of Jesus with a story as our point of entry, I believe we've got a key to reach around the world.
By combining stories with scripture, many people are being introduced to Christ. Now, RHM is putting A Word With You into Spanish, the world's second most spoken language. Will you pray for them? You can find more details at our website.
China, we are told, is a storytelling culture. People pass on truth and traditions by stories.
Meanwhile, like Jesus, who escaped from King Herod, Middle Eastern Christians are escaping from ISIS forces. But they're not giving up. A believer says his faith will ever be in Christ Jesus until death. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is using their programming to encourage believers in homes and refugee camps. With your support, Sat7 can do amazing things. Details on how you can give at our website. And every 8 seconds, somewhere in the world, another person becomes a Christ follower after watching the Jesus film. The Jesus Film Project's Doug Wise says people are finding answers to their deepest questions by watching the film on social media.
It's just really important to be on social media to share your message. If organizations understand how powerful it is to get your story out there, it can really make a difference in what they're doing.
Social media and blogs are becoming more and more useful for evangelism because, well, the internet can go where missionaries can't. Find links to the Jesus Film Project's Facebook and Twitter pages at missionnetworknews.org.
If they know people who have never heard the gospel or have, you know, ever seen a film about Christ, they can share it with them on social media.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're telling you how the world's finding hope in Jesus and how you can be a part of it. You can help us do that with your gift of any amount. To thank you, I'll send you the brand new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto us a child is born.
Music reminding us of God's promise at Christmas.
So rejoice.
Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Aaron Schust Christmas CD or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.